Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Since Israel was unquestionably God's elect nation, and since God had made so many promises to their fathers concerning the nation, why did He allow a heathen nation like Babylon to carry Israel into exile for 70 years? Babylon was a cruel nation which did not respect the God of the Bible. When the Babylonian army came against the Jews, they almost literally wiped the earth clean of food. They impoverished the fortified cities in which the Israelites had trusted. Did God forget about His people? Was He unable to protect them from the ravages of the mighty Babylonian army? These questions must have been in the minds of many of the Israelites. The prophet Jeremiah quotes these words from God Himself. "And it shall come to pass, when you shall say, Why has the Lord our God done all these things to us? Then shall you answer them, Like as you have forsaken me, and served strange gods in your land, so shall you serve strangers in a land that is not yours." Jeremiah 5:19. The Lord never punishes people arbitrarily. He does not engage in a kind of heavenly roulette. He sets before people the way He wants them to go. He provides many opportunities for them to follow His directions. But if they ignore His commands and refuse to abide by His instructions, they bring punishment on themselves. He tells them what will happen if they disobey. When they disobey, they learn that the Lord meant what He said. Does the New Testament also provide warnings for God's people in the New Covenant? Do we think we can ignore these warnings and not be punished? The author of Hebrews gives a brief survey of the rebellion of the Jews and then says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Hebrews 3:12. Why did God give us this warning in Hebrews? He wanted us to learn from the tragic mistakes of the Jews who lived under the Old Covenant. When the Jews would ask, "Why has the Lord our God done these things unto us, that is, allowed a pagan nation to conquer us and to carry us away into exile?" the prophet was to tell the people, "You have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land." There is no mystery to the actions of God. He had repeatedly told them what would happen to the nation if the people forsook His law and worshipped idols. The Jews had often forsaken the work and worship which God had so clearly commanded. In addition, they turned from the living God to worship pieces of stone and wood and precious metal. Earlier in the book of Jeremiah, the Lord had asked, "Has a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. Be astonished, O you heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid, be very desolate, says the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water." Jeremiah 2:11-13. As a result of the Jews having forsaken the Lord and served strange gods, they would go into a strange land where they would serve strangers. Not many years after Jeremiah wrote his book, the mighty Babylonian army marched against the city of Jerusalem and captured it. The Babylonians carried thousands and thousands of Jews into exile, where they remained for 70 years. Did it ever dawn on them that they were reaping what they had sown? God was punishing them just as He said He would. Christians need to read this great book and learn the lessons the Jews failed to heed. We're told very plainly, if we obey God, He will abundantly bless us. If we disobey, He will punish us. My friends, is this so difficult to understand? Let us do the will of God from the heart, so that we may be blessed here and eternally. Thank you, and may God bless you.